I am peace, and listen within, danger or not. I am peace, and listen within, danger or not. Scientists, in doing research, have found that it's very difficult for people to listen within. It's very difficult for people to meditate. And they try to understand why it's difficult for people to meditate. They have found that the reason it's difficult to listen within is that we are always alert to danger. We are alert to danger, and when we are alert to danger, we are unable to listen within, to be at peace within ourselves. Now, how can we learn to be at peace within ourselves? How can we learn to train ourselves to listen within? Well, when I say I am peace and listen within, I am putting a cause in motion, and the ability to listen within exacerbates itself tremendously, and I'm able to listen within with ease and with precision. Our minds have the tendency to protect us. We have that survival tendency, and we want to protect ourselves from any type of injury, any type of distraction that's going to keep us from being alert and aware to ourselves. And so falling asleep is difficult for a lot of people because they are always afraid that there's some danger there that they must be alert to, that their mind must be awake to, and they cannot relax. They cannot be at peace and listen within. They cannot be at peace and fall into sleep. For me, when I go to bed at night, I just say, all is in divine order, and I affirm that several times, and in a few moments, I'm drifting off to a solid, wonderful, strong night's sleep. I am peace, and I listen within. I've learned to do that because I've taught myself to do that. I've taught myself that I am peace. I've taught myself I listen within. I've taught myself all is in divine order. I've taught myself to listen to who I am and what I am and know all that I am so that nothing can disturb me. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can tell me that anything is out of balance. It's interesting that scientists, in doing research on this, allow the students to press a little button which gives them a small shock, electrical shock, that sort of alerts them, and they're instantly alert, they're instantly in charge, they're awake, they're alert to what's going on. Now, we have all sought after hallucinogenics, we've all sought after drugs, we've all sought after things to bring us peace, to relax us, to take away our anxiety, to take away our feelings that we are not happy, that we're not in control, that we're not in balance. And the more we do this, the more we destroy the ability to meditate, the more we destroy the ability to be at peace and listen within. The more we train ourselves to be peaceful and listen within, as we train our little children from the get-go on, when we train our little children to say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, and we teach them to listen to the magic inside of themselves, telling them there's magic inside of themselves. And when they listen to that magic within themselves, they come to realize that is the peace, that is the bliss, that is the gentleness, that is the quietness. But do you have the ability to listen to that quietness within you? Do you have the ability to not be concerned about what's going on in the outer? I have people who come to me time after time and they say to me, will you treat with me? Will you work with me? Will you help me? Because I really need your blessing. I really need your understanding. And so I just say to myself, I am peace. And I listen within. And as I listen within, I shower them with my peace. I shower them with my unconditional love. I shower them with my joy. And as I shower them with my joy and my unconditional love, I am filled with an awareness that all is in divine order. I'm filled with an awareness that all is right. And when I think of that person who has asked for treatment, I see them surrounded by my pure white light of love. I see them at peace. I see them able to release all the tensions and anxieties which bring to them the unbalance, which bring to them the disharmony in their life and their body. I do not do anything to them. I see them in my mind, in my heart, at peace, in balance. I see them listening to the music of the divine within them. I like to think of Mozart and how he wrote his music. Mozart had the ability to transcribe from his consciousness the music that was in his mind, in his consciousness, in his heart, note by note, perfect. He didn't judge those notes. He didn't wonder about them. He just listened to them. And as he listened to them, he wrote them down. And as he wrote them down, he was peace. He was delight with himself. He was harmony with himself. And all was right in his world. All can be right in your world too. All can be right in my world when I teach myself to say, I am peace, and listen within, danger or not. When I see a situation that is going to challenge me, where it seems like something imminent is going to happen, I stop. I listen within. I am peace. And the danger without dissolves itself into its own nothingness. And I do not give it any of my attention. I do not give it any of my awareness. I merely recognize I surround my life, myself, my world, not that situation. I don't empower that situation by recognizing it, but I surround my life, myself, my beingness with my unconditional love, with my peace, with my balance, with my harmony. Oh, I feel so good. And I am able to meditate. I am able to be at peace. I am able to be at one with me and all that is divine in me. Nothing else in the world matters. Nothing else in the world has any power over me. Nothing else in the world has any awareness in my life, for I am peace. I am peace, and I listen within. Danger or not, I am peace, and I listen within, and as I listen within, I feel gentleness, joy, love. I feel all is in balance. I feel I am one. I don't have to name, I don't have to understand what the danger is or what the problems are or what the world is wanting me to be aware of and be afraid of. All I know is I put the cause of peace. I am peace. I put the cause of peace in me, and I listen to that peace, and I listen to that gentleness within. And as I listen to that peace and that gentleness within, all that I could ever desire for myself fulfills itself in a blooming joy, in a blooming peace, in a blooming wonderment. Try this for yourself today and see how well it works. When a problem comes to you, say, I am peace, and listen within, danger or not. When a problem comes to you, say, I am peace, and I listen within, and you'll find yourself in the midst of the most gentle meditation you could ever desire. And all of the things that would worry you, would challenge you, would make you feel unhappy. All the things that would make your world be out of balance no longer exist in your consciousness, for you are peace, and you do listen within, and all is in divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.